Kia ora, kua te reo matiara ki tēnei, and this is your Wātea Midday English News. Former Labour Party Deputy Leader Calvin Davis says the Prime Minister getting COVID is a timely reminder the pandemic is still with us. Chris Hipkins tested positive on Sunday after feeling cold and flu symptoms, and he's off the hustings until he gets the all clear. He's campaigning by social media, and Mr. Davis says while that may give him a wide reach, it's not the same as talking to people, kanohi ki te kanohi.
There's nothing like getting out and about and talking to people face to face, shaking hands, meeting them. And I guess COVID is one of the sort of outcomes of doing that with a lot of people. There's always bound to be somebody who's got it, and obviously he's picked it up.
Calvin Davis says the risk of COVID is something politicians have to learn to live with, and it won't stop him attending a meeting for Te Taitokiro and Northland candidates at Moirua this evening. Tūwharetoa Māori Trust Board is taking steps to protect Lake Taupō from an invasion of freshwater gold clams tagging along with the summer boaties. Chief Executive Rake Poho Taiaroa says it's talking to the Department of Conservation and Biosecurity New Zealand about what can be done to keep out the Asian species which has established itself in the Waikato River. He says they'll get the word out, but with at least 20 known boat ramps and multiple unknown access points across the 193-kilometre shoreline, they're relying on lake users acting responsibly.
Certainly I can understand that everyone's a little bit concerned, and that's great, because the other thing too is information comms. Before people come to Taupō Nui Aotea, check your bloody boats.
Rake Poho Taiaroa says the Department of Conservation will monitor the lake over summer. Gisborne District Council starts consultation today on whether it should accept the government's cyclone recovery package. Council assessed the bill at over $1 billion, but it's been given a take-it-or-leave-it offer of $240 million, including $125 million for roading and bridge repairs, $64 million for flood protection, and $15 million towards buying properties deemed too dangerous to live in. Councillor Rhonda Tibble says the package only applies to general land. Owners of Māori land are in a separate recovery plan.
They deal directly with the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet. So they have a different formula by which they're being processed, and the Crown is to cover 100% of their recovery. However, in the case of general land here inside the Tairāwhiti, the Gisborne District Council will take out a $30 million interest-free loan to meet 50-50 of what the Crown will provide for general land.
The first consultation hui is tonight at the H.B. Williams Memorial Library, and consultation closes on October 16th. And that is your Wātea Midday English News. Toodle!